God is in control. She's a happy girl.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to another podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries, where we believe that all of us have to come to Jesus like the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Our highest priority is making God real in your life. Whether you are listening in our app, in your favorite podcasting app, or on our website at watwm.org, we invite you to sit down with us as we look to the scriptures to learn more about God and to strengthen your daily walk with Jesus Christ.
Living her life for Christ. She's a happy girl.
In this episode of the Woman at the Well Ministries podcast, join Kim Miller and Erica Close in a conversation as we walk with Jesus. In today's conversation, we discuss the importance of the Romans Road and the power it has as a tool to witness to others and build the kingdom of God. Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us in this podcast of Woman at the Well Ministries. My name is Erica Close.
And I am Kim Miller, and we are so delighted that you have chosen to spend the next few moments with us as we begin to look at the Romans Road. But before we discuss the Romans Road with you, we would like to make the case for why should we know that? There are so many scriptures that we could learn and so much richness in the Bible. In fact, every word in it is a word that we should be familiar with and that we should know because we are held accountable for the Word of God. But why would we spend an emphasis on the Romans Road? And it's because we need to be very well aware of what it is that we believe. We need to understand why is it that we are saved. And the Romans Road is a beautiful picture, not only to be able to help influence and convince someone of what is necessary to be a child of God and how we must have faith and believe in Jesus Christ and who he is and what he's done. It also helps us be able to explain why it is we believe. And those two pieces of information, why it is and how we are saved, is what's going to influence a lost and dying world to come and know Jesus as Savior. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." And the Romans Road tells us in a very short, concise, brief manner who Jesus is, what he did for us, and why we need to believe in him. And those three things will transform an entire world. And that's what we as Christians need to be doing. We need to be ambassadors for Christ. And so the first reason is that we want to make sure we can give an answer. But we also want to make sure that we are a true witness and following what God says. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, he says this, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Go therefore and teach. That's the witness that we're talking about. And when we think about Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, it's a familiar passage of scripture, but it's all about our witness. He's commanded us to go and teach. He's told us to be ready instantly to give an answer for the hope that is within us. And then in Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, he says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We have been given the great commission to go into all the world and teach and preach the gospel. We have been given the great charge to be a light in this dark world. We have been told to go and make disciples of others. And this time that we're spending on the Romans Road and our podcast together is to help equip each of us with the Word of God, that we might go forth and make disciples, that we might be able to teach others how to be the light in the world and how to witness, to equip you to do what God has asked you to do and to be confident in doing so.
Absolutely. You know, I learned the Romans Road a long time ago, as I know that you did too. And, you know, it is such a powerful tool. And I love that you make those two points, that it is so vitally important for us to be able to give an answer for the hope that is within us, to understand the hope that is within us, but then also to use that hope as a tool for sharing the gospel with others. I think it's incredibly powerful to be able to explain what Jesus did in your life, to be able to tell your story, to have the story to tell. But at the same time, we need to be able to give others not just our experience with Christ, but the truth of Christ. And the Romans Road, these five verses, of which there are many that we can tie to them, but these five verses in the book of Romans that we call the Romans Road are an incredibly powerful tool in and of themselves.
You know, 2 Timothy 4:2 says, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. We are to know the word and to preach the word and to be able to use it to rebuke, exhort, to be patient, to allow people to know the doctrine of Jesus Christ and his character and who he is. And this is just a place to start, because you can't speak about one whom you do not know.
So true.
And we need to know Jesus. And as we follow through the Romans Road, we will see the path from understanding to belief to receiving Jesus as our Savior.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at these five verses that are in the Romans Road. As a younger person learning the Romans Road, when I learned it the first time, I actually marked it in my Bible. So I only had to ever remember the first one, because I always had a note in my Bible that told me the next step on the Romans Road. But the first verse that we commonly know as the beginning of the Romans Road is in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And this will be a very common verse if you've read Romans, and if you have come to know Christ as your Savior, I'm certain you've heard this verse before. But Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the verse that starts us off and sort of lets us know where we are, right? Where we are within a position.
And who needs Jesus?
All. Right? For all Absolutely. Have sinned and come short of the glory
and
of God.
And then we quickly move to Romans 6:23 that says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that means if you're serving Satan, if you're serving sin, then you are going to surely die. But the reward, the payment for receiving Jesus as your Savior is eternal life, and you will never die.
The next verse on the Romans Road is Romans 5:8. 5:8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we move from the problem, an explanation of the problem, to the solution right here. Romans 5:8, we start to find out what the answer is to that problem.
And then we get the how in Romans 10:9 and 10, when he says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is so important that when you believe in Jesus, that you confess your sins to him for him to forgive you, but that you also confess him among men.
You make the statement.
You are aligning yourself with Jesus Christ.
And the last verse that we commonly have in the Romans Road is also in Romans chapter 10, and it's verse 13. And we read, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." In the same way that we started Romans chapter 3, in verse 23, saying, "For all have sinned," all, everyone, "for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." That same promise is to all. "For whosoever," whosoever, "shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." The antidote to that universal sin that we read about in 3:23 is this universal promise of salvation for the whosoever that will call upon the name of the Lord.
You know, I hear so often in my conversations with people that they would love to tell somebody about Jesus. They just don't know how. And my friend, it is as simple as telling your story. You cannot be saved and not know how you did it. And it wasn't anything that you did. It's what he did on the cross of Calvary when he shed his sinless, spotless blood so that you and I might go free. He paid a sin debt he didn't owe because we couldn't pay it. And a lot of times, God places people in your lives that only you could reach. I can't reach them because I can't relate, or my story doesn't seem something that makes sense to them, because I was privileged and I was blessed beyond measure to grow up in a home where Jesus was alive and well, and we spoke of him all the time and we studied often, and his glory was raised high in my home, and we studied the word of God and applied it to our lives. So sometimes it's hard for people who didn't grow up in that atmosphere to be able to come alongside me and say, "Yeah, I get it." And so others of you have a different story. It's not to say that you can reach more people than me, or better people than me, or I can reach more people than you, or better people than you. It's that he said, "Go ye unto all the world and preach and teach the gospel." And that's what we need to do as Christians. And so we can't keep using the statement, "I don't know how to do it." Because as we just quickly walked through that Romans Road, we come up with the ABCs of salvation. A, accept him. B, believe him and in him. And C, confess. It is not a difficult process for us because he did all the work and it is free to us. But you have to truly believe, and that means you repent of your sins. Repent means you turn away. You realize that you're a sinner in need of a Savior, as Erica read in Romans 3:23. And you realize that it was his love that he gave towards us on the cross of Calvary that bought our salvation in Romans 5:8. And then he says what in Romans 9 and 10 when we're talking about believing, the B part of the ABCs, Erica?
He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
So that is that believing in the only begotten Son of God and confessing. The Romans Road is a clear path from sin to forgiveness, from a life bound to hell to a life with a home not made with hands into the eternal, into the heavens, from a life where sin has dominion over you, to a life where you've been set free. And he who has been set free by Jesus is free indeed. This has been an amazing overview of the Romans Road. And we invite you to continue listening to our next podcast as the two of us continue to discuss the Romans Road, taking each of these stops, so to speak, along the Romans Road and thoroughly looking at them and examining them so that we understand exactly what they say, so that we all will be better equipped to teach others about Jesus.
Exactly. It's our goal that we are equipped to be ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
And win souls for his kingdom. We have to tell our story, and then we have to give them the truth that is God's word.
It's our story for his glory. Remember, you are loved. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for joining us in today's podcast. You can visit the show notes for quotes from today's podcast and scripture references. We pray today has been a blessing, and we encourage you to reach out to us through our app, our website, or our Facebook page. You can find our app by searching for Woman at the Well Ministries in your app store or through our website at watwm.org. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/watwm. If you visit our website, you'll be able to subscribe to Bible Bits, a daily devotion written by Kim and delivered Monday through Friday by text message. Woman at the Well Ministries is a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving our Heavenly Father. And it is through your loving and generous support that our ministry continues to bless others. To learn how to partner with Woman at the Well Ministries, please visit our website. Thank you to the gospel group Fudge Creek for letting us use their hit song, Happy Girl. We greatly appreciate your prayers. We are praying daily for our listeners. Remember that God loves you. You are loved. Like to have.
Happy girl.